Blog Talk Radio.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody's been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day's clock, a man has an answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street, for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to the maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke right here. Chris Chadwick in the house tonight, ready to let the smoke roll. Give me a big hell yeah out there, everybody. Glad to be back. Had a big week last week. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the show. Big D, Daryl Nass, took over the captain's chair and did a great job for me last week. I do greatly appreciate that. But I am back. I am ready to rock and roll, talk smoke, barbecue, flavor profiles, you name it. We're going to talk it tonight. I'm ready to let the smoke roll. That's right, brother. I tried to get a new song fired up for my intro, and evidently it didn't work. So we're going to try that one more time here in a minute. I do have a caller in queue already. We want to welcome them to the show, get them queued in. If they want to talk, we want them to talk. 580, welcome to the show. What's going on? You're live.
Oh, you know I'm going to talk.
I know it. What's happening?
Nothing. Nothing. Been kind of silent here the few past couple weeks here, and I figured, well, on my way home, I call in and listen and see what's been going on.
Well, we've been busy. We've been in Florida, went to Florida for a week and had a real big time down there, and and wasn't able to do the show. I was out on a beach at a wedding rehearsal last Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The waves were hitting my feet. They were in the sand.
You don't have to rub it in too much, you know.
I'm telling you, it was just the big old redneck was on the beach. He had a redneck, and his arms were half red from the elbows down.
Uh-huh.
He was wide, ready to roll. I'm telling you. So we had a big time, and we'll talk a little about that. We'll talk about a little. I went on the search for a little Florida barbecue, but unfortunately, around that neck of the woods, there just wasn't a whole lot. I'm telling you, it's just it was a big week. Had a great time. Ready to talk smoke tonight. Talk barbecue. I sure miss. I hate to say it like this, but I missed the hell out of my show last week. I just missed all my friends, everybody calling in, us talking barbecue. I just missed it, but I'm glad to be back. We are here. And I tell you what I'm going to do. We've got another call. I'm going to cue him in real quick, Roy. And
okay.
We'll go from there. And, folks, this is Roy Powell, Salt from the Sky Barbecue, Competition Barbecue Team. Glad to have him in the house with us tonight. We're just gonna let it fly. We're going to shoot from the hip wherever it goes. Nobody knows, but that's where we're going with it. I'm going to welcome this other caller in. Then I'll do my sponsors. I'll give a shout-out to all my sponsors. We definitely want to give a shout-out to Blake Moody, Tortoise Q tonight. Blake is listening in. He's at work. He's not able to sit back and have a cold one with us tonight and talk barbecue like always. Well, we want to give him a big hell yeah and a shout-out, Blake Moody, Tortoise Q. Thanks for listening, Blake, and we look forward to you being back on the show next Wednesday night. So without any more delay, let's cue this caller in, 904. You're live with us. Who have we got?
Man, speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil. It's Black Moody, 904. What's happening, my man?
How you doing, man? I'm just calling in. The phone's the easiest way to call in, but just sitting here working my fingers to the bone.
Bless your heart. I know. It gets rough. It doesn't matter what field we're in. I tell you, it all takes its toll and gets to us. That's when we can kick back, relax, enjoy talking barbecues. I've got a big old amber box chilling right now in a big frosty glass, and it's mighty fine tonight. And we're going to talk a little barbecue. I'm glad to be back. You know, last week was my first show that I had missed since I had started doing this. And, you know, I hated to miss it. But, you know, what can I say? I was on the beach, feet in the sand, waves hitting my feet, jellyfish stinging my ass. We're having a big time, I'm telling you.
There you go.
A lot of excitement going on in the barbecue world. Everybody's cooking something. You know, I don't have a restaurant, but I do. It seems like I have to cook two or three times a week. Had a little rib cook yesterday on my new Green Mountain Grill, Daniel Boone pellet cooker. Man, let me tell you, I was really impressed with it. It was pretty awesome. I mean, I can see why people preach pellet, you know, because it's really, really simple to use, perfect for a backyard. It'll turn a backyard patio pitmaster into a competition queue man in about 15 minutes. He's ready to roll, let me tell you.
Chris, I saw those pictures, and being a pretty dedicated stick burner, how you like the ease of the pellets, and what kind of smoke you put on them?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, they had some great flavor. That pit was smoking, but now, in all honesty, now as far as it's smoke with a stick burner, you're just not gonna. You can produce smoke. And I've got a couple new ideas I'm going to try with the pellet cooker to even produce a little more smoke. But you're not going to get the smoke out of a pellet cooker, a charcoal burner, you know, even a stumps, like you will that old-fashioned stick burner. Now, I'm telling you,
that's
stick
right.
burner, when you light that fire and you let the smoke roll, you're going to smoke it. And it's easy to oversmoke. You know, you hear people saying they oversmoke, and you can do that. And I can see where this stick bur- or this reel of the pellet cooker will come in great for a finishing product, because it's basically a convection oven. I mean, it has three fans. It'll go, if I've got her on set on 300 degrees and I've kicked it up to 350 within a matter of 5 minutes, she's at 350 and she's holding. So,
yeah,
pretty
you,
impressive, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You got if you're doing a weeknight cook and you know, you don't have time to you know, build you a big fire in the firebox, those pellets, man, I people hate on them for some stupid reason, but you know, good, really good cooks use a pellet grill, you know, professionally, and you can't just, it's kind of like the ease of the gas grill, but
yeah,
you're cooking with straight wood, so it's just not a they sound good.
Well, it's very nice and it's very convenient, and I can see where teams, you know, because I'm just going to be completely honest. Roy Powell, he's got a stick burner too. And Roy,
yep,
do you use more,
sure,
mostly wood, or do you use charcoal and wood in your pit?
I only use charcoal to really start it. Then after that, I'm strictly wood.
Okay. Well, see, with this. You know, with this stick burner, when I've competed, I've literally worked my tail off, never sitting down for basically 2 days. And I mean, you know, it's tough to do that. And, you know, you see all these guys prop back talking, hee-hee and ha-ha, and having a great time. And, you know, it's hard to do when you're constantly working that pit, throwing a stick in, trying to keep those coals shuffled. You know, my pit's a lot of work. And, when I go, I never get the time to see anybody, really. I like to visit, too, and I never get to spend any time with anybody. And then if I sacrifice my cooking time and make time to visit, then I sacrifice my final turn-in product, and then I sacrifice my show because I wanted to meet and greet, you know, and visit. You know, and, I mean, not the whole time, but when you've got a pit, when you've got a stick burner, you've got to stay on that bad boy and keep an eye on it, you know. And
yeah, you got to see those things every about every 50 minutes, if I remember correctly.
Well, I tell you what, the Stumps is great. You know how long, now I'm not dogging the Stumps by any means, they're a good pit, but you know how long it takes for it to come up to 10.
They do take a minute, and that's for damn sure.
Yeah, you know, so you got to plan on lighting that fire and letting her come on up to temp for about an hour, you know, an hour to a little more, a little less, give or take 15 more minutes. And, but I mean, it's a set and forget it kind of deal once you get it all set and going, but it's a little more preparation than getting it there. And, which I enjoyed the Stomp, but this pellet cooker thing about it, you can pour that, you can take a bag of pellets. You can cook that 2 days, two, three, I don't know. You can cook forever on a bag of pellets. And I had a six-hour burn with about a hopper full of pellets, and that's probably, they say it holds 19 pounds, but I don't believe it. It didn't work like that. But the Green Mountain Grill, dynamite product. I would recommend it to anyone wanting a unit for their backyard, on their patio, or their deck. It's a dynamite piece. Teams are winning competitions with them all over the country. It's well built. It's not shoddy, shabby, or cheap. I mean, it's a nice built machine. It's sturdy. It's well built. Simple of ease of operation is right there. I mean, I'll give it a 5 stars on ease of operation. It's very easy to move around. I just can't, you know, I don't have any negatives to say about it, really, other than, you know, it's not going to produce the smoke a stick burner would, nor did that Stumps. You know, when I was cooking, well, that Stumps produced the smoke a stick burner would. But it's a fine pit. I'll have to give it a thumbs up and a seal of approval. You know, it's got my approval because I like it. I mean, it's just a, it was a killer machine. You know, they have two different models. They have the Daniel Bowie. They also have the Jim Bowie. And Jim Bowie is just a little larger pit. Comes in with some more cooking surface. But I've already made a extender rack for my unit, so I can cook butts on the bottom. If I want to throw six racks on top, I can go and throw six racks on top, cook four butts on the bottom. That's a big, you know, that's a lot of meat for a patio, quote, or a backyard grill. You know, that's a lot of meat to have on one. But
yeah.
Stranger things have happened. I was in Florida on the beach. I had a kettle, a Weber kettle, and I cooked a brisket and a shoulder on it. So, you know, it's on a bag of charcoal. So, I'm telling you, it's, you just got to know what your pits and use them. But I firmly do recommend a Green Mountain Grill product. Check them out, greenmountaingrill.com. I had several guys look at this pit when I was cooking on it yesterday, and hopefully I've already got them convinced they want one, so hopefully I'll be putting in an order for Green Mountain Grills here in the next week and hopefully have a 4 to 6 pits sold. I'm ready. You know, I'm excited about that because it was a nice cooker. It's a really nice cooker. And the pellets aren't expensive. They're efficient. They've got a fruit wood pellet, a hardwood combination pellet. So I'm excited about that. I know it's going to be a great chicken cooker, a rib finisher, or if I want to smoke butts and have butts already smoked on my stick burner and I want to go to bed, I can wrap them bad boys and put them in that Green Mountain and set it, forget it, and get 6 hours sleep if it need be. You know, I never get 6 hours sleep at a comp, but with that pit, I firmly believe you can.
No, that's absolutely right. And with your stick burner and that pellet grill, that's a real good combo. And I know you've already thought about that, but you know, a lot of guys out here in Florida and shoot probably across the nation. That's a combo they really like for the same reason you mentioned, is get some smoke on it, and then, you know, at some point you want that, you know, smoke to stop reaching the meat, and then wrap it up, eat some shut eye, and be clear eyed for the, you know, for your
right.
Next day of, you know, turn ins and just keeping your head clear.
That is exactly right. You know, it's that stick burner. One thing on my ribs, on my stick, and I just have not hit on ribs this year at all. And last year I was wearing it out. I get calls and calls and calls. And that stick burner, if you're not careful, 1 minute they've got a great color. And, you know, color, you've got to have appearance. I'm all for taste. But in a KCBS cook, you've got to have that appearance also. It's got to look good and tasty. And the better it looks, the tastier it's going to be, regardless of whether it is or isn't. And
yep. And
with that stick burner, if I'm not careful, them ribs will go from perfect color to dark, you know, some over-smoked looking in just a matter of minutes, you know. And if you don't have your firebox door open and your dirty smoke, what I call a dirty smoke, when that wood first starts burning, and my wood's not barked. Some of it's barked, some of it's not barked. And that dirty smoke, it's you know, it's harsh, so it's not good for it. You want that good clean smoke. And that pit did do a good job on clean smoke. It really did. I was really surprised how well that piece cooked. And I've only cooked on it. I got it right before vacation. I got it together. I burned it in. And when I got back, I fired it up and I started cooking on it. And, you know, I've got to cook. I'm going to cook on it tomorrow. And I've got a caterer at the university for about 100 people. So I'm going to try to use that a little bit to assist. So I'm excited about the product. It's really a nice product. I'm proud to say that they're sponsoring me this year, even though even though if they weren't, I would still say that because it's a good product. So with that being said, I do want to thank all my sponsors tonight before we get any further into the show. I mean, man, it's already 25 minutes into the show. All my sponsors, I just can't say thank you enough to all of them. I greatly appreciate their support and the chance they've given me just to represent the product. BarbecueSuperstars.com. I can't say enough about Daryl Mass. He's got a great website. He does an awesome job. He is the media mongol. He is just the guru of gadgets when it comes to video. He can do it. He can lay it out. He can shoot it. He can make it look as good as any, quote, studio professional can. I noticed he is starting a new live show in the morning on BarbecueSuperstars.com. I think we all need to just try to check that out, see what's going on. I know it's not going to be interactive and call in, but we can email suggestions and questions, and I bet before it's over he gets a co-host and it will be interactive. So that's what I like about a lot of these shows. My show is interactive. I welcome everyone to call 347-202-0263. If you want to talk barbecue, brother, I want you to talk barbecue with us because join IQ crew. We've always got a great cast of professional cooks. These guys cook all the time. If one doesn't have that answer, the other one will. We've got Pitmasters on tonight from Colorado, Florida. We'll have more calling in, I'm sure. It's just a bunch of great knowledge we have right here at our fingertips. Dial that number, 347-202-0263. Call in, ask questions, join in. You're all welcome. Doesn't matter what sanction you are, if it's KCBS, FBA, TBA, GBA, MBN, ICB. It doesn't matter what sanction you are. We all talking barbecue, and when you own this show, you all brothers and sisters, and we're going to get along and have a great time. That's what it's all about. And that is a big hell yeah right there. We have a great time on the show, and we just love to talk barbecue. So we encourage you to call. Tonight is the night to call in because we are back for the attack. We are ready to talk Q. We missed last week, but we're here tonight. Now, guys, I've been trying to set up me an intro song, and my daughter picked this out, and I want y'all to listen to this because I was hoping it was going to kick on tonight, and it's just a good old-fashioned country song. And it's 3 minutes and 30 seconds long, but let's take his time after I give my sponsors a big shout-out, but thank you. And let's listen to this, and then I want y'all's honest opinion, what you think about it. So let me finish our sponsors. Back to BarbecueSuperstars.com, Barbecue Superstars Live TV. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. It is awesome. Daryl Mass got a great website. Check it out, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Also, I want to thank Bill Arnold of Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce taking care of me, helping me out, taking me under his wing, helping me with sauce techniques, sponsoring. He helps me tremendously. I love him. He's a great guy, and I do greatly appreciate all he does for me. I do want to thank Maverick Industries. They've got a dynamite product, MaverickHousewares.com. If you need a digital read quick temp thermometer, they've got it. Instant Probe. They've got pit probes, they've got meat and pit dual read probes. They've got anything you need, check them out, Maverick Industries, MaverickHouseware.com. Also want to give a big shout out to Brad Barrett and Grill Grates. Grill Grate is a dynamite product. If you've not used one yet and you love to cook a steak, and I just go with a steak simply because that's my favorite thing to cook on a grill grate is a steak. And with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, we do have a ribeye steak category, especially in the rib shootouts. Marks them up, cooks them to perfection every time. GrillGrate.com, check them out. Also want to give a big shout-out to MeatRape.com. Once you use a pair of those, am I right, Blake Moody? MeatRape's dynamite little shredder. They will bust a butt in a second flat. I mean, they will shred one up.
Those knee rakes save your paws, man.
I'm telling you, they will save you, Paul. They'll save you fingers, your tips. You will not be burned up, busting up butts, shoulders. They will tear them apart. I just have so many sponsors now, and I greatly appreciate all of them. Again, those sponsors, then I do want to give a big shout out to Up in Smoke, Junior Urias. He has got a dynamite rub. Up in Smoke, rub for grub. Check him out on the internet. It's Up in Smoke, upinsmoke.com. Junior Urias, rub for grub. Facebook him. You can find it. If you can't, you get in contact with me. I will hook you up with rub for grub. It is a dynamite product. I do want to thank Junior for sponsoring me. If y'all, he's got a dynamite list. He sponsors now. I mean, have y'all seen that some of the guys he's sponsoring? S&S Pit Crew, Ernest Cervante, Burnt Bean Company, up in hogging it up out of East Coast Competition Circuit. He sponsors Pirate Pork. He's taking care of me, Roy Powell. He's sponsoring you too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I mean, he's got 10 or 11 teams, and man, boy, we in there with some big dogs, ain't we, brother?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how I fit in it, you know, with this bunch of wild crew,
I don't know
you know.
I do either, but Junior's got a dynamite product, and I do thank Junior for giving me the opportunity and supplying me with that rub for grub. It's a dynamite product. It's a good rub. It really is. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. I'm just a little old Tennessee cook. Have a good time rocking and rolling, grilling, chilling with goose. We just have a great time. We compete against each other. We compete all over the place. I just love to cook, have a good time, and that's what it's all about, just fellowship, meeting new people. I mean, you meet some great people down the road. You know, you've always got that exception, but overall, we've got a great bunch of crew we've got that we've met from state to state to state. Man, some dynamite people. I can't emphasize enough how barbecue will bring you closer to all these people. Texas, you know, there's some dynamite guys from Texas that we have just really become great friends. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Now, Lance has got a dynamite rub also. If you hadn't tried it, I strongly recommend you try Lance's rub. It's exceptional. He is doing the show on Sunday nights now. West Texas Pitmasters show live here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, Blog Talk Radio, Sunday night. He's got a great show. Monday night, you've got Jim Berg in the house, Killer Bees. Jim's got a great show. Tuesday night, you got Whiskey Bent, Chad Ward, right there out of Florida. Wednesday night, you have got me in the house. Chris Chadwick live. Let's Talk Smoke. We letting the smoke roll. We having a great time. Thursday night, another great Texas Pitmaster is in the house online. John Reeves, Smoking Eggs. X Nation, he's got a great show. Him and Cole, they do a great job. They're doing an awesome job, too. You just meet great people. Roy Powell, Blake Moody, great people. We just have a great time together. It's just like that all over the whole country. We always have all types of great people call in. I just can't say it enough, you know. And, guys, I'm actually working on another sponsor. We'll cross our fingers if I don't get it for this season, possibly next. If Lord's letting me live that long, you know, I might have it next year. But working on another big sponsor, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. That's a constant battle, searching and doing. We want to support our sponsors. We want to support everybody barbecue all the time. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do, barbecue-related. It's positive. We're going to keep it positive. We're going to support you. You know, that's just how I feel. That's how I strongly feel that way. I know the Tennessee Barbecue Association. I've been down. Laptop hadn't been up for over a week and a half. I got it rolling right before the show started tonight. I had somebody bring me a charger. Ours mysteriously disappeared. Don't know where it went, what happened to it, but we've got our computer up, our studio board running. I've got a ton of emails I've got to respond to. TBA emails, got a lot of great people here in Tennessee, state of Tennessee, emailing me, and I don't know why they come in on a spam email or whatever you call it. I called a lot of them through that, so I'm going to start replying to a lot of our emails. That I'm getting tons of emails, so I've got to start working on that really big time. With a lot of great things happening with Tennessee Barbecue Association. It is new. It's still small. We're working hard to make it big, but it takes time. So we just got a lot of things going on, cooking all the time, trying to work, trying to make a living. I know everybody can relate to that. Electric bill rolls around every 30, car payment, insurance, house payment, every 30. So we do all this on the side, plus work to try to make enough to play. Big hell yeah on that, right, guys?
Hell yeah.
Yep, hell yeah.
We're working on that right now.
Amen, I know what you mean. But, all right, I'm going to play this song, guys, and we're going to talk whatever y'all want to talk. I want y'all to listen to this. My daughter picked it out. This is going to be hopefully our new intro. I didn't get it downloaded onto the studio. Check it out. Here it is.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
I'm ready to go, Hog Wild. What do y'all think about that, guys?
Hey, that's a good choice right there. It's been a while since I heard that song.
I'm telling you. that's just a crazy old song. That's from our old star right here out of Henry County, just a few miles down the road, Hank Williams Jr. And I just thought it was pretty cute myself. I liked it. Oh, me, I like it. I like it. Oink, 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 oink. I just have a good time with that.
I think
when
it comes to that part, I think we all got to do that.
I think we all need to do
all
a little
oinking. Yeah, a little oinking at the same time. Yep.
Well, you know, that's what it's about. Let's have some fun. That's what it's all about. I mean, life's serious enough. This show, we just love to talk barbecue. We need to talk some barbecue. Who's cooking what? What are y'all cooking? Tell me something good.
Well, I just been doing a little bit of cooking some chicken, basically, you know, some chicken legs and here and there the last couple weekends. That's about it for me.
So you working on the leg too, huh?
Just because I was hungry and kind of quick one day, so.
Oh, okay.
Nothing competition practicing or nothing like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, them chickens, you know, that's a whole other ball game. We just still, I've got to where I'm slicing the fat off my skins. I've got to that level, but it still takes a while. And shaping them up, I think if you get a good color on a chicken thigh and they all are consistent, you might need to cook 15 or 18 or whatever to get you six almost identical pieces. But I see so many boxes on Facebook of chicken. And they've got two one size. They've got two big monsters that look like they come off steroid pump chickens. And then they've got two that don't even look like chicken. You know, they just don't, they're not uniform is what I'm saying. I'm sure they're good and they've got a good flavor, but they're not uniform. And when they're not uniform, they're going to hammer you on that, I believe. And then if they don't have a good color. And somebody told me one time, they said, if it's a small comp, I use less. And if it's a big comp, I use more. Talking about sauces, spices, and rubs. So, I just don't know. It's a chicken. You just got to perfect it. I mean, been cooking chicken for years. It seems like the most, when I used to walk on chicken most and get calls on chicken, was when I barbecued that stuff, flipped it, charred the skin, or even pulled the skin off. And just barbecued it instead of taking it and seasoning under the skin and seasoning on top of the skin and injecting it and trimming it up and, you know, it seemed like I did more. You can second guess yourself until you're just blue in the face and tired of thinking about it. So we just go with what feels right at each cook and just go and have a good time, and that's how we're doing it.
Yeah, well, this past weekend, we went to Sam's Club here in Colorado Springs, and there was a company out of Montana that was selling, you know, some different sauces and stuff. So I picked up a couple of bottles, and one of them was a raspberry chipotle sauce and glaze, and another one was a orange cherry habanero sauce and glaze. So I went ahead and tried that on some chicken legs this past weekend, and it gives an outstanding taste.
Right.
Compared to what, you know, just putting my barbecue sauce on them for a competition or something like that. It adds more flavor to the, to the chicken. So,
right.
You know, I'm tempted just to try it for a contest and just,
right.
You know, see where it takes me from there.
Well, it takes you to a different level, a different flavor profile. That is a good thing you brought up, because I've noticed this in many times past. Sauces, when you see companies that make sauces or pitmasters that have sauces, for instance, Myron Mixon, he has several different sauces, okay? And I know that, one example that I've seen personally was when we were in Tupelo 2 years ago. He was his team was set up. They had a table out there, and they had a couple representatives out there sampling sauces, giving out, passing out samples and selling sauces. Well, my thinking and my question, is flavor profiles at a competition. When you turn in chicken to compete, I wonder if everybody's going with a barbecue-style flavor when they turn it in, or are they going with something, quote, made to retail, like a citrus flavor or a fruit flavor with chili or habanero or chipotle, jalapeno. That's more of a retail flavor for palates to sell sauce, you know. Give choices in different flavors, but is that the flavor profiles, chipotle, raspberry, cinnamon, sugar, you know, just whatever type of flavor, is that more for a consumer retail aspect to sell the sauce, or is that a flavor profile, do you think, that both of y'all think would be good on a piece to turn in to win a competition? Is it more of a retail sauce or a competition sauce?
Well, I really bought it. I was thinking whenever I saw it, you know, first thing that came to my mind was Texas pepper jelly.
Right.
You know, their glaze, and that's why, you know, I got it because I haven't tried Texas pepper jelly. I don't know if you guys have or not. I figured I would try this out, then maybe try to, you know, I'm going to order some Texas pepper jelly and see the difference. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people out there on the, you know, in contests and stuff that are using a lot of these different companies out there that make up their, you know, the different
right.
sauces and glazes and stuff like that. And they're winning compared, you know, some people are using their own sauce. I mean, it's just a hit and miss, I guess.
Right. So, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of a toss-up. You just don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, keep on. Go and finish, Roy.
Well, I mean, you're seeing a lot of big teams out here that are actually, you know, they've got their own product, but are they using theirs? Because you're seeing a lot more of different, you know, other teams out there sponsoring them, and they're using their products. So that's a good question.
Well, you know, I can see both. I can see both aspects of that. You know, the retail aspect, because you need to sell sauce. I mean, bottom
mm-hmm.
line, you want to sell sauce. You come out with all these different flavors to sell sauce. But some of this sauce is not competition. I mean, you're not going to win a competition with some of it, you know, just bottom line. You know you're not. But I wonder if that different complexity of flavors is going to allow you to get a final table or a call in a competition if you try to go out of the box and use something like that. It's just a gamble, and I hate to try it at a competition. I hate to veer off what I'm used to doing to try something new, to step out of that box to get a call, you know. But
well,
sometimes
you've
got to take the risk to do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you say, you know, somebody, you know, like Myron Mixon that, you know, they get their sauce made, bottled and everything like that. But how much different is their sauce that they get bottled compared to what they are actually using in a competition, though?
Right, right. Well, that is another question. Now, I know mm-hmm. Phil Arnold, when he opened the Can of Blues Hog, that's what he uses to compete with. Now, Motley Q Crew is a competition team. They won the Royal, not this past year, but the year before. They've won several awards. This is a team that doesn't get together but just a few times a year. These guys just have a great time. I was talking to one, it's been a while back, one of the members of the team. That's Guy Fieri's team, the Motley Q Crew. And I was asking him, that's when Guy Fieri's sauce come out. Do y'all use his bottled sauce to compete with, or do you make something different? And he told me they'd pour it right out of the bottle to compete with. So that's an instance, you know, and I don't know per se if, you know, the Motley Q Crew, he said they did. Chris Lilly, you know, they've got two or three sauces, and he uses that Alabama white sauce. And you know, you just don't know. Presley just come up here, and she said she has just created a new style of meat. And they're called pork niblets. So she's going to tell me all about it shortly. So I'll have to give y'all a little 411 on that just here shortly. She's excited about her pork niblets. So anyhow, so back to sauces real quick. You come tell me in just a little while. We'll hear all about the pork niblets. I'm curious to hear about the pork niblets. But the sauces, you know, I think some of them use them straight out of the bottle just like they're mass-produced, and others might tweak them a little bit. I know I'm constantly mixing and tweaking sauces constantly, and I never use the same one twice. I don't know, you know, I don't know. What do? You use the same sauce every time, Roy?
Yeah, I do.
Use the same one every time.
Well, I've had to tweak it a little bit since coming to Colorado. You know, talking about flavor profile, it is totally different here compared to, you know, there in Kentucky, Tennessee. So, a lot of people around here, they don't like the vinegary sauce, you know, or any vinegar in their barbecue sauce. So I actually went and made another batch last weekend without no vinegar in it. So we'll have to wait and see how the judges, you know, take the new sauce. But it's I use basically the same recipe for, you know, barbecue sauce each contest. So I'm just basically going to have to tweak it from here and there, you know, here in Colorado.
Right. Well, I think Blake Moody uses pretty much. Do you stay on the same course with your sauce too, Blake? Well, I don't know if we still have Blake. He might on with us. Yeah, he's still here with us, so he'll be back. He will be back in a flash. Guys, the number to call, 347-202-0263. We'd love to have you call in. We're just talking Q live right here with the Q Crew. We're just having a good time. We're just talking whatever we want to tonight that just seems to always work best. So we'd love to have you call in and talk barbecue is what we're talking about. We're on sauces right now, just talking about all these sauces that are made, especially these comp teams out there that have sauce products. If they're using their sauce that they sell, are they tweaking it or something a little different? Who knows? I'm sure it's a toss-up either way most of the time. So we'd love to hear from you. Call in 347-202-0263 is the number to call. just call in. We'd love to have you. All right. Well, Roy, I don't know, you know. You know, that's just a question. That's a tough question, and that's something we can talk about and debate for a while. So you just that's just a good question. But I'm going to be honest. I usually stick with a very similar flavor profile, and also I try to stay with the same type of, sauce most of the time. The sauce I make personally and use, I use it also. So, you know, I use that. I use Blues Hog. I use my rub. I use Rub for Grub. You know, that's that. I use that rub. Then I've got a few others I might throw in there sometimes. It just depends on where I'm at and what I think that they might want. You know, location is a big factor in what kind of flavor profiles. So you just never know. That goes back to location. That goes back to your flavor profile that you're thinking you need to use. Do you have a few that you pull out of your magic hat on flavor profiles for different areas?
No, not really.
Well,
I
take an assortment. And I do. I have a different type. I do have a different type. It just depends on where I'm at, really. So we just roll with it like that and go with it. And, you know, that's just your big that's just a big, I don't want to say second guess. That's just your big decision that you've got to make, the place you're at, the event you're at, what type of judges you've got, what type of teams you're cooking against, and what kind of flavor profiles are for and good at that region, you know. You get, you know, like you say, your flavor profile of anything vinegar where you're at now is not hitting and not popular, so you've got to adjust.
I got to change, tweak, whatever I can figure out.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So that's just what we do, and that's just how it is. It really is, and we just make it happen, and that's just part of being in a competition world in a team. So you know, that's just part of it.
Hey, Chris, let me jump in here a second. Y'all talking about sauce. I think one real mistake I made, being like newer to barbecue, is that I kind of, there's a lot of variables, you know, cooking techniques, cookers, sauces, rubs, all this. I think I'd have made it a lot easier on myself if I'd have just taken some good, either store-bought or even like mail order, you know, when I'm competing, and kind of take that out of the equation, if you will, you know what I mean? Instead of trying to, I think almost everybody comes into this thinking they're gonna make their own stuff, but as a newer team, that's, I need to focus more on grasping the fundamentally, you know, the techniques. And not the,
that's right. That's right.
You know, throwing everything at the, you know, original sauce, all this.
Well, you're exactly right. When new teams, and this goes for any team actually, consistency and execution. You would be so surprised. I mean, it's been many times, but it's not going to change. Execution is going to get you. Because it never seems to execute properly. And then you've got variables there, you've got conditions, and you've got to adapt, and you've got to overcome whatever the variable is and try to make it happen. And it doesn't matter if you cook 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, something's going to be different. If you cook it the same way every time, there's going to be variables in there, and it's going to come out differently. And consistency is really a big key. And I firmly believe that. Consistency and not going over the top. I think I try to spice it up sometimes a little heavy instead of going more, because I've tasted some stuff some other guys cook, and I'm not saying it's bad, but I am saying that it's bland. You know, just I'm thinking, really? That one, and I'm not saying mine is better, but I go for more bold, assertive flavors. And I think sometimes you can shock them out and get them too assertive and too strong. So, you know, there again, it goes to territory, it goes to region, it just goes to it just goes to your event, really. Just like what works here is not going to work there. What works here is not going to work in Colorado and vice versa, or Florida, or Georgia, or Kentucky. You know, you've got to change it up a little bit. I really believe that. So that's definite. The key is trying to figure it out and turn it in to get a call. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, now I think with y'all's experience, you can fool around a little more with flavor profiles, or, you know, if y'all get a sauce in front of you, you'll know whether, you know, how it's going to go over. Where, man, you got to just eliminate them variables, especially getting into it, where you're making a consistent product and focus on your cook, you know, and not be playing around with, you know, little flavors that, you know, rookies don't know nothing about, basically.
You got it. That's exactly right. I do believe that. You hit it on the head. I think we're touching a pretty sensitive subject, because everybody has this issue and this problem. You know, and it's just a cook is a cook. We go and we have a great time, and we just try to put our best foot forward, our best product out, and hope we get a call and just have a good time. That's what it's all about. That's what barbecue's about, and we just love to do that. And I'm ready for a cook. I know we're going to have an MBN cook coming up, I think, about the third week of July, and it's going to be not that far, probably an hour and a half away, Dyersburg, Tennessee, MBN cook. And I'm considering going and cooking that MBN cook. It's completely different than a KCBS cook or a TBA cook. And I've got some guys say they would love to come cook that are MBN cooks that might come join me from Memphis, and we might go over and Dyersburg and have a good cook. I don't know. We're just going to try to rock it out and have a cook. I'm going to try to do that. August, we have a cook coming up. I think we have plans in the works for me to go to Texas in August, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm ready to do that. And August will be a busy month also. In August, I had someone mention the other, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but Counting Cars. Have y'all ever seen Counting Cars? The Count.
No.
He's on Pawn Shop, Pawn Stars. He comes in. He's a man that takes care of any time. He's a cool dude. I mean, he is the man when it comes to restoration, bikes, cars, rods, street rods. Supposed to be coming local somewhere close to here, and somebody said something about Hall County Cookers going and cooking for him. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That'd be cool.
Check him out on YouTube. Yeah, check him out on YouTube. He is cool.
Yeah.
He's got a business there in Las Vegas, and if we can do that, we'll get a photo off anyhow. We'll get to shoot a few pictures, and maybe say cool and give him a fist pound or something. You know, hell, just get in the mode and have a good time. that's what it's all about, just having a good time, trying to better ourselves. And we all love the barbecue. We all love to cook. We love to see each other, visit. We like a good cold beer to go with it. We just have a good time. And just like a show, I have a big time doing this. You know, some nights we'll have 30, 40 callers, and we've got guys that's on hold right now, and we'll get them in. I was going to try to run the chat room for a little while tonight. I hadn't even mentioned that. I hadn't even thought about it. But I know I do have a lot of people that like the chat, so maybe I can launch that chat and get it up and running and have a few people come join in on chat tonight. Let's see if we can get that fired up. We're going to get these callers queued in. Right here, I just refreshed the board, and they popped up. I think we've got a nice little message right here. Internet Explorer has stopped working.
At least it's straight with you, Chris. You know,
it never fails. I always love a challenge. I'm telling you guys, that's what it's all about. That's like barbecue. We always love a challenge. And I hate to click this close program because I don't know what's going to close. But guys, bear with me. We're going to reboot this bad boy and get it back up and running. I know our chat room is open now. You're welcome to come in and chat away, guys. I'll try to chime in a little bit. And let's see if our studio board is back up and running now. Man, that was a fast. What about that rebound, man? I'm good tonight. We've got a caller in queue. I want to welcome him to the show, Keith Webb, Power Report. You're live on the air with us. How's it going tonight?
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, we just shooting the bull and talking about cooking him too. So we're having a good time tonight. We've got Roy Powell, Assault from the Sky Barbecue Team out of Colorado with us tonight, and Blake Moody, Tortoise Q out of Florida. He is in the house, and we're just talking barbecue, having a little fun. I hear you. We've got the laptop.
You some
up
pictures, Roy, from Hartsville Cook?
I've only seen a few. I haven't seen a whole lot of pictures from that cook.
I posted a few on TVA. I got there
okay.
A little late, so they got up late, but I thought you might like to see them.
Okay. I'll have to look them up because I've been looking and sure hated to miss, you know, that cook this year, but, you know, it's for cooking it last year, and it's a outstanding cook. I know that.
Yeah, I just got to run up there that evening afterwards. I didn't get to cooking it either. I kind of missed it. When I stand there listening to everybody, I was sure missing it. I didn't get to cook it.
Yeah.
Well, Keith, you just come off a cook last weekend. That was last weekend, wasn't it? Weekend before last.
Yeah, it wasn't as past as the one before. It seems like it's been longer than that. Hell, I'm ready to go back cooking.
Well, I tell you what, I think there's a Brownsville cook-off this weekend.
Yeah, it's a loose one, isn't it, I think? I've looked at it today.
I think so.
Yeah, it kind of crossed my mind. I was like,
Well, I tell you what, it's hard to prep and get ready for one of them. I've got a cook at Bethel University this Friday, so that knocks my cooking out. But I don't mind. I'll go cook and work a little while like that.
Oh yeah.
See anything else going
well,
on talking right now? I'm sorry. Go on, Roy.
Okay. I got a phone call the other night from Lance from West Texas Pitmasters and stuff, and he kind of threw out a competition to me that's happening in July, and there for a little bit I thought our competition season was done, and he threw this competition out. It's an IBCA cook in Red River, New Mexico. It's about 3 hours from here.
That's not bad.
And, yeah, so we might be doing our first IBCA cook coming up in July.
Man, that's exciting.
So
and if you go with Lance and hook up Lance, y'all have a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So
are y'all going to cook together? Are you going to take your team? And are you?
No,
are you
I'm
going to
take my
together?
Team, and he's going to be there, too, with his team.
Oh, okay.
So we're, you know, we'll show up as friends, but
sure.
Whenever it comes down to the – to the nitty-gritty, you know, we'll be enemies until after it. So
you'll have your white shorts on out.
Yeah, it, you know, I've been waiting to pull out my white shorts so I can put them on and show them, you know, up here in this country what white shorts barbecue does.
Yeah, white shorts barbecue is some pretty bad stuff, I've heard. Pretty intimidating.
Yeah, but I think I need to go out there and get a little bit of sun on these legs first, though.
Oh, that just makes you even that much more sexy. Well, let me tell you this quick story. This is a true story. Let me y'all get a big kick out of this. Webb already knows it. I've already told Webb, but this is really just a great story for me to tell, and I'm sure everybody will enjoy this and appreciate it, so I'm going to share it. Well, we're at the beach, okay, and it's packed. You've got, and I've never seen deep-sea fishing rigs pull up right to the beach and just set the boats in, not off a dock, just right off the beach. They just shove the boats down off the beach and try to pull the truck up out of the sand and cast off. So you've got boats, captains, boat captains out there, and you've got people to the left, people to the right. You know, you got your blue chairs, your blue umbrellas all up on your beach front and people everywhere. Well, I get down there and these waves are just pounding my big butt, just pounding me, just hammering me. I think just knocking me down. I mean, because such huge waves, red flag waves is what they were. And I got out and had me a beer and cooled off, you know, and dried off and talked for a minute. And I said, well, I'm going to go back out there, and I'm just going to run out there and hit that water hard, you know. So here I go, big 300-pound butt out there. And red, white, and blue American flag. I mean, I was in full patriotic view. I had my red, white, and blue swim trunks on, my tan arms from elbows down, my tan redneck, my white belly. And here I go running and hit that beach, hit them waves, about take one step, take two steps, and them red, white, and blue shorts just fall down below my cheeks.
Oh, good.
All right, well, you know, hell, I'm too fat and old to get embarrassed or be shy. So I hear the whole beach. Well, listen, the whole beach starts going, yeah, yeah, and starts clapping and cheering. And I just grab them, pull them on up, and get the wave, and I don't come in for a few minutes. So, you know, it's just, you know, we just have a good time and just let it roll. And, I mean, you just got to make it happen. So that was
good about it at that point.
Yeah, it was too late to worry about it. I mean, it, you know, I hit one that went down and slipped. I hit another, and boy, that just went down right under my cheeks. I mean, just killing. I was full of you. And then, you know, then everybody cheers and hollers and yells. And I mean, that beach was, you know, there was several people there. So, I mean.
But anyhow, we
just rolled with it, went on.
That's a good one.
Well, that is a true story, you know, and then them all cheering the hell out, you know, what do? Just raise your arms. Yeah, yeah, I just went on. I mean, get in front of one or 100 or 1,000, and what can you do? But we had a good time. We did have a good time. Well, guys, we've got another caller in queue. Let's see if we can queue them in and welcome them to the show. I'd love to hear who we've got here. Caller 678, you're live with us. Chris Chadwick on Let's Talk Smoke. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Chris, this is Jeremy Moyers. What's up, buddy?
Jeremy, welcome to the show tonight.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Just listening a little bit, making some sauces, and thought I'd call in and see what's happening. Say hey to you.
It's been a while. You going out this weekend?
Not really, kind of. There's five or six teams. We're all getting together to cook, and then we have some judges coming to kind of critique because around here there's not any contests for a few weeks.
Right.
So we're kind of doing some, I guess, some homework, some experimentation, some sharing, you know what I mean?
So
we're all going to get together and cook. You know, like I said, I think there's five or six teams, but it's not a real contest or anything.
Right.
You know, we're going to throw in $50 in the hat and winner take all kind of a thing, you know. But anyway, that's about it, man.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome. You know, that's a good way to stay on your game and even improve it. I mean, that's just, yeah, that's what we need to do around here.
Ten or 12 master judges going to come out that are friends of ours. It's going to, you know, judge.
Right.
And anyway, it ought to be kind of interesting, you know. And like you say, I mean, we cooked weekend before last, but we don't cook again until July 25th, I guess, in Cleveland, City. And I don't want to take a month without cooking, but there's nothing close to here. So we all got together and said, man, let's do something, you know. So here we go. Try to learn from each other.
But, man, it's dynamite that you can do that. I mean, that's really a good thing to do.
Yeah.
We've got enough teams around here. We could do that too, Webb. Yeah, that sounds like a great thing
that's
to do.
Definitely right now.
Well, I want to wish
that?
You a happy birthday again. Happy birthday, Jeremy. I mean, what are you now, 29, 30? I mean,
yeah.
You're pretty young.
I'm 37, man. 37.
Man.
And still every day of it.
No, don't say that. Wait till you put 10 more on like me. Put 10 more years on you like me, and then we'll see that feeling every day of it. Shoot.
I completely understand. I tell you, it's my dang knees that are going first. You know, everything else feels good, but my knees, man, if I sit down for long, I can't hardly get up.
I'll tell you what, and do you do any of your installs in your profession? Do you do that, or you just kind of set it up, and do you have to go in and do installs and things?
I don't do that anymore. When we first started the company, yeah, I did, you know, all of it.
Right.
And now I'm busy enough doing sales and the business side of things, and we have guys
right.
that do all the install. So I'll go in once all the systems are completed and do a bunch of the programming and commissioning and some training and that kind of thing. But as far as the actual labor, I don't have to do that anymore. So
gotcha. Well, I tell you what, that right there will wear your knees out.
Yes, it will.
I've had years
and
years and years.
And sure. You're exactly
that'll
right.
That'll wear a good man down, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, we're just having a good time here tonight, Jeremy. We've got Roy Powell, A Song from the Sky. We've got Blake Moody, Tortoise Q out of Florida. And we've got Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, in the house with us tonight. We're just talking, cutting up a little bit. I was talking a little about my vacation, you know, my beach
yeah.
adventure. I had a lot of excitement on my beach adventures. And
I'm headed to the beach in a couple of weeks, and I'm hoping not to repeat what you just said.
Well, yeah, the wardrobe malfunction.
Get you some new trunks.
That's a heck of a visual, man. That's a heck of a visual.
Yeah. It was, I'm sure. That's what everybody, I guess that's why everybody cheered.
Using live bait.
It wasn't a private beach. There was more than two or three people there. It was more like 200. I mean, you know, up and down. I think they just waved. Hey! All the way down the line.
Man, that's funny.
You know, everybody got a good kick out of it when I come back out. I mean, you know, so I just went on and took it like a man. And
but, dude, if you make a sport of it, then everybody cheers you on, and it makes it a fun experience.
It does. Yeah. That's right. Well, I tell you what I did do while I was out. I cooked a big old brisket, about a 19-pound Packer XL. And we cooked it on a we cooked it on a Weber kettle.
Right.
And it turned out really well.
When you're cooking at home,
a little thicker. I'm sorry.
I was just asking, when you cook a brisket at home, you just salt and pepper and away you go, or you inject and do all the other stuff too, or what do you do when you're cooking eating food?
Well, when I cooked that brisket, we were in Florida, and I just went to Walmart. They had some XL packers down there. You know, we had a house full, 20, you know, plus, and I was preparing supper for them that night, and it was about right at 19-pound brisket, and I cooked that in a shoulder. And what I did to that brisket, I trimmed it up really well. I didn't do it Texas style. I did it Tennessee style. I trimmed it up really well, and I didn't inject because I didn't buy an injector. I had to buy everything to do this with. So I made a makeshift rub, and I did separate it because I knew I had 6 hours to cook it.
Sure.
And so I went on and separated it.
It's quick. I
did get some Moore's marinade, hickory-flavored marinade. I did use that, and I used some Montreal steak seasoning, and, man, it turned out I smoked her heavy for about 4 hours, panned it with sauce, and finished it in the oven for 2 at about 350, and, man, it turned out dynamite. Same with the pork butt, but I sliced it Jeremy Moyer's thickness, too.
That's funny.
But yeah,
I did,
and it was fire. I mean, it was gone. It was wore out. You know, they wore it out. It was gone. It was over.
I find, especially folks around here, if you get a good brisket, you know, they're just not used to it. You know, around Georgia, there's not a lot of brisket. And they'll sure tear it up, you know, if they got their druthers. I cooked for a church we do a lot of work with here about a month and a half ago, I guess, and the brisket was the first thing gone, you know, just because it's kind of a rarity to find brisket around here. There's even a lot of restaurants we've gone to and ask for, or they have beef on the menu, and you ask them if it's brisket, and they don't know, but it's a barbecue joint. So I've ordered it before just out of curiosity, and it's I don't know what it is, but it is not brisket. It's some... It's terrible.
I know, you're right. It's amazing. You know, I read a review this morning on Facebook, and they were reviewing the Rendezvous in Memphis, the world-famous Rendezvous.
Sure. Yep.
And not taking anything away from anyone, just kind of going by what the review said. Two competitors that go cook, do the, and they went to review this. And I can't tell you now what it was. I mean, it was on a website, you know, set up professionally. You know, it looked nice. It was reviewed. And they reviewed the pork, the ribs, the beef, the slaw, the beans, and 1 to 5. They rated everything a 1. They said they were they didn't want to rate it that way, but they rated everything a 1 with the exception of the beans. They said they were good. And I've never eaten at the Rendezvous, and I've always wanted to go. So we're going to do another barbecue crawl to Memphis before long. And you know, me and Cody Archie from Lulu's did one a while back. And we went to Memphis and hit several joints, and this time we've had several people say that they want to go also. So we're going to do a crawl and hit the Rendezvous and hit Interstate, which will be the Neely's, and a couple others. We're going to probably try to hit 5 different joints. And check them out.
Man, if you're out there, you got to go to Memphis Barbecue Company.
Oh we're gonna do that. That's on the list.
I tell you, I go through Memphis quite a bit. We do a lot of work in Little Rock and in Memphis. And anytime we're in that area, man, that's a place we hit, you know, at least once, if not twice.
Right.
It's the best restaurant barbecue I've ever had. I mean, it's
well,
incredible.
You got look who's running it. I mean,
yeah,
it's got to be a dynamite place. You know, I mean, it's got to be a dynamite place. And big shout out to them because.
Go ahead.
It's just, yeah, we've got to do that. See, we had planned to do that last time, and by the time we had hit six or seven, I mean, there wasn't any more room. I mean, that'll wear you out.
Right. Yeah.
Getting across Memphis in all different parts of the city and eating a little here and a little there, and, man, that'll kick your butt. But, that's definitely on the list.
Tryon, North Carolina last weekend, and or weekend before last, I guess, and Melissa Cookston was up there. And I was talking to her about it, and she said they're looking at locations in Atlanta for a new restaurant. And I was sure urging her on to come on, you know, because there's some cool places there, but there's not anything like that.
Like that.
You know, I mean, you're not going to go in there and get out cheap. It's not a $4.99 sandwich kind of place. It's incredible, you know.
Right.
It's really, really good. They have pork rinds when you sit down. They're amazing. And then their dessert, they have this bread pudding. It's all of it, man. It is incredible. So make sure y'all hit there.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely have to do that. Now, don't they put fried pork rinds on the barbecue or the hamburgers or something, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a big sandwich they put those on, but then when you sit down, they bring them out to you like a steak place would bread. It's just kind of a, you know, on the table.
Yeah,
But, yeah, they'll pile them on like a big pork sandwich and stuff, too, and, man, it's pretty crazy.
I bet it is.
I got samples time there. And, man, I mean, all of it, the brisket was amazing, the pork, the chicken, the ribs. I mean, every bit of it was spot on. They've got a red beans and rice that's make you slap your mama. You know, I mean, it's good stuff. So, it is worth the drive, I promise you.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely have to. Yeah, we're definitely going to. That's in the works. That's going to happen. We'll definitely hit the NBC. They have one in North Carolina now, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. I don't know where, but I know that they do. I can't remember what city, though.
I think it's in Lafayette.
Really? Lafayette? Okay. Yeah, well, you know, that's
I'm sorry, Fayetteville. Chris Fayetteville.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, you know,
God
bless them. They're doing a good job, and they're putting out a good product, and people appreciate a good product. And you keep the key to successful restaurant is keep it clean, keep the product consistent, and it's going to work. I mean, you know, you put a smile on your face, have a good quality product, a clean establishment, and it's going to work.
Right.
They'll pay extra for that. You know, I mean,
sure.
You know, if you're spending 15 or 20 bucks a plate or whatever, you know, they'll pay it.
If I'm going to eat barbecue, I either want to go to a greasy joint where you're going through a line and you're buying by the pound, some kind of a Texas joint, or something like Melissa's place where it's not upscale dining, but it's like a nice, really nice, clean environment, you know, professional staff. You know, it's not definitely not your you know, what you typically see is some of the barbecue joints, you know.
Really
high quality food. You can tell everything's made fresh, you know, it's not frozen and nuked. Yeah, it's really good. So
yeah, we'll have to do that, no doubt.
We went to Rendezvous last time we were up there just to hit it, and, you know, the food wasn't very good at all, but the atmosphere was cool, and the old guy that waited on us had worked there for, 40 years or something, you know, and real short and rude with you, but it's, like, funny and cool because he is short and rude with you, you know? It's one of those times where, hey, that's actually kind of cool. It's part of the atmosphere, you know?
Right.
The guy yelling
at
what you want. You ain't looked at the menu yet. What's your problem, boy? You know, that kind of stuff. And so it's cool. It's a cool place to hit. I don't think I'll go back there craving it to eat anytime soon. But it was it's definitely a place to get hit. But
You know, people ran rave about it, but I was really shocked. And like I say, I'm not dying there, but I would like to one day.
Sure.
Just to, you know, just to to do, you know, to just to go, they have been. And but I was, you know, I understand. I mean, there were some dives we went to in Memphis and some places that Chef Robert needed to go and do a Restaurant Impossible on.
Right.
I mean, he needed to go in there with his sledgehammer and just.
He might have been a while back, but I just finally saw it earlier this week, I guess it was on.
I love that show. It's a pretty interesting show.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, that's one guy, if he was close by, I would drive a few hours just to go volunteer to help, just to be
sure.
involved. I sure would, absolutely. You know. I'd like to meet him one time, you know. I know how, quote, chefs are. I've got one of my best friends is a master chef. And if you didn't know him, you would think, man, I don't want to be around him long. You know, they just have that aura, that attitude, that, you know, they just kick out a
matter of fact.
Yes. You know, they just have it.
My father-in-law is a master chef.
Really?
You met him, Pop.
Yeah, he cooks.
He's a master chef, and was the corporate chef for. Now I'm going to lie to you, Hilton or somebody like that for a long time, and had a couple of restaurants, and so it's funny because the what I call redneck cooking we do isn't his forte. We did the pig jig last year, and all of that garnish we had to have. He was making flowers out of fruit and doing all this crazy stuff, man. And he builds their boxes and their putting greens. You know, all of that fancy stuff. He's incredible.
Yeah.
And he's an incredible saucier. So we got together and made some sauces together. And so, like the sauce we use in our ribs, we stood in my kitchen over a couple of days and made a lot of sauce to finally figure it out. You know.
I hear you.
So to have somebody with a palate that mature is pretty cool to learn from, you know.
But he's just like my good friend, just down to earth and just have a good time together and just go with it, you know.
But I understand
how that is. We have a good time, you know. You never know who you're meeting or who you're talking to when you go to a barbecue competition, and
right.
You know, you just never know. I mean, he might be a good old boy right there, but in the real world, he might be the CEO of Ford, or you know what I'm saying. Just basically,
sure,
an example,
absolutely.
No,
I know what you're saying. We talked about that before. It breaks down any boundaries, you know, racial, socioeconomic, any of that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all just a bunch of guys who have a common hobby and passion and good guys and out there with the same goals, hoping you'll do good, but hoping I do a little bit better.
Yeah, I hear you. That's exactly, you know, and that's what it is, and that's, you know, that's good too, but we have a great time, and it's just fun to go. I'm ready to go back. Tupelo was Well, mine will be, I'm possibly going to go cook an MBN event. And that will be in the July. And, you know, it's not like a KCBS cook. You just cook a couple categories. And I'm just not, I'm comfortable with the flavors, but I'm just not comfortable with the format of that MBN. You know?
Right.
And the team Tucson Pork out of Memphis has said they would love to come cook with me, so we might join forces to go cook that event just to have a good time and kind of learn. Learn a little more.
Yeah, we did one last year, one MBN. We did the pig jig, and all we did was enter ribs because I wasn't going to try to do shoulder or whole hog. I don't have a cooker for whole hog right now, you know.
Right.
And it was incredible because we cooked 15 racks of ribs because you have to cook plenty in case you make it to finals, even though the odds out of 100 and whatever teams that you're going to be top three, you know, who knows. And the cooking part of it went well. And the blind box thing, you know, there's no garnish. You just fill it full of meat. Hey, it looks great. And the on-site judging went pretty well. But, man, I'll tell you what, it is nerve-wracking, you know.
Yeah.
You've got a guy there for 15 minutes you never met. And once you talk them through the process, you got to continue this conversation. And everybody says you have to tell them your process, but it doesn't have to be the real process. You know, the king of BS in that.
Right.
And I'm a salesman. I can BS for a while, but I don't know enough. How do you talk about a rib for 15 minutes? You know what I mean? And your sauce. And
I know.
Having that Jambo out there helped a little bit because at least I could talk about it for a little while and not have to talk about the ribs, you know what I mean? But
right.
It was just, man, it was interesting. And I don't know, I would do another one. And I'm not talking bad about any sanctioning bodies, but I like the format of everybody's food being turned in blind and there's no, they're not going to be, the judging's not influenced by who the presenter is.
I understand.
I mean? Let the food stand on its own. And that's why
I like
it.
I like the blind box myself. I really do.
Right.
I really do. And then we I agree with you there.
But there is something to be said about the presentation part of it. You know, you should know your product well enough to be able to do a presentation that wows them. And if you're a new guy and going there and kick butt, they're going to be impressed, you know.
Right.
So I see both sides
of
it. You know, we'll probably do the jig again this year and there's just not a lot of MBN around here, you know.
No.
There's, I was talking to Lonnie Smith this year, or this week. He built the Bubba Grills, and I've got one of his cookers. And Lonnie's a good guy. He taught me a lot, like ribs and stuff when I first started going. And he was asking me questions about KCBS because they're looking to jump over to KCBS a lot this year because there's not any MBN contest much anymore.
Right.
They used to only do MBN and GBA, and they're still doing some GBA, but they're wanting to get into KCBS because they just don't have enough contests to cook MBN anymore. And I thought that was kind of interesting, you know.
It is, especially for it to be, quote, you know, Memphis in May, you know, the flagship.
Sure.
And you've got Jack Daniels, which is KCBS, and you've got the American Royal, which is KCBS.
Right.
But Memphis in May, you know, that's around the world. That's international.
Sure.
But that's
absolutely.
That's the only thing they've got anymore, really. And, you know,
the cost of entry. I mean, if you're having to cook that many ribs or that many shoulders and whole hog and everything else, and you have to have a lot larger team. You know, you can't do all that with one guy and get prepped for the next judge. Just doing ribs, two of us barely could do it. Could do a presentation while we're prepping for the next judge to get there, you know.
Right.
It's a lot of work doing MBN.
That's why they have, you know, 15, 20 team members or you know, 5, 6,
sure.
7 team members at one time. And the thing about Memphis in May, you know, you've got to spend $10,000+.
Sure. Yeah,
you know, I mean, a backyard.
Lonnie, the guy I was just talking about, he won ribs at Memphis in May in 2011. And he
right.
said he spent over $10,000 doing that. Now, he won 10 grand, so he just about broke even, you know, doing a contest
right.
and winning ribs, you know. So it is very expensive.
Can you imagine?
And he's not one to have a big party and invite a bunch of people. That's just not his personality, you know.
Right.
So some of these guys are spending a lot more than that.
Oh yeah, $50,000-$75,000 to cook a weekend. I just personally could imagine that. I mean, you know, you've got these international teams, just unreal.
Yep.
I like these
corporate
little cooks that cost $200 and $100 to enter, and the ones that cost $50 are even better.
Right.
But you know, we have some great cooks around here. Now this is the thing: we have some great cooks around here. That the Tennessee Barbecue Association starts to join forces with, that they're paying out $3,500 or $5,000, and you've got a $50 entry fee.
That's incredible.
All right, and then the TVA comes in, And if you pay a additional $50 entry fee, so you spend $100 on the entry fee if you're a TVA member, which is only $25. And then that pays all that pays back out for the top five places. So if we have 20
yep.
teams, that's $1,000 in the top five places of that event. Well, if you're a TVA member, you'll get paid out that $1,000.
Sure.
For $50, you know. So, I mean, it's nice. I mean, you have a possibility of winning a little extra money, you know, and you're not spending, you know, most KCBS cooks are $200, $250 to enter one. And you're talking
yeah,
$125 to enter one.
We just got a larger trailer, so a couple of them we got coming up is, I mean, it's $400 by the time you pay for the extra space and power, you know, which is
so
fine.
You've got a larger trailer now?
Yeah, I've got three boys and my wife, and they're really getting into it. My wife is really getting into it. She's met a lot of friends, and so we went and bought a fifth wheel, a toy hauler, and my Jambo and everything slides right up in the back of the toy hauler. So that's my area, and the kids and my wife can hang out up in the living space, you know.
Right.
If I'm going to do 25, 30 contests a year, I better make it comfortable for them and make it an opportunity to make memories, you know.
Right.
And the kids love it, man. My oldest son cooked in Kids Q in New Harley about 3 weeks ago. He got second place out of 12 kids, and he was just ecstatic. Now he's wanting to get into it, you know. And he's 12.
Yeah, I know.
So it's really cool to see that, you know. So – I mean, yeah, we're making it a family thing. But with the fifth wheel, man, you know, all of a sudden your entry fees get a lot more because you got to have extra space. You got to have the 50-foot space. You got to have 50-amp power or 30-amp minimal and or run your generator, you know.
Right.
And so it can start getting expensive. But
well, that's good that your family can go and they enjoy it because, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that can beat. My family enjoys going, and it's great that you can do that kind of thing, you know, and your family wants to be involved. That's why I say it is barbecue, and, you know, to a certain extent, isn't family, you know, with some of the teams, but most overall, you can take your family with you and have a great time.
You're right. And a lot of the teams out there, it's like a family reunion, you know, seeing everybody. And then there's guys that you meet online or whatever else just because of common friends on Facebook and everything. Like Jim Berg, man. Jim and I have been friends on Facebook a while. We shot stuff back and forth. I never met him until Tryon 2 weeks ago. But it was like we were long-lost friends. You know what I mean? It immediately struck up a friendship in person because we knew of each other. We had common interests and lots of mutual friends. Up there we had on Friday night, I'm telling you, there was probably 20 teams. We all got together for a potluck dinner. That was some of the best food you've ever laid your lips on, you know.
I bet.
All these championship cooks bringing their specialty side dishes or, man, pork tenderloin stuffed with crab and all this other stuff. It was just incredible, you know. That's the deal, and that's why my wife's really gotten into it. And so I told her, well, you know, it's – you know, she supports me doing this thing. She gets to pick the living quarters, and by gosh, did she pick them.
Well,
I kind of regret it. But...
Well, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you got any pictures posted up of your new rig on your Facebook yet?
I need to. There's one, I think, up there from U Harley. It was at night. A guy that cooks with us. Was sending out by the cooker, and I snapped a picture of it. But I'll grab some pictures and throw them up there. We're talking to Terry McKay down in Florida. He's a cook in the FBA. There's a ton of stuff down there. And he does some KCBS and whatnot, too. But his team is Getter Smoked, but he has custom graphics and signs at his company. And they wrapped my last trailer, so we're working on designs now to get this one wrapped and decked out, you know. Man, I have a sickness. It's go big or go home, you know?
Yeah.
It's not
man,
good.
You're going to have to buy a semi-truck next rig. I mean, you're going to have to go semi-style.
No, hopefully it's not next rig. I'm selling.
Oh, crazy. Well, that's awesome, though. That is awesome. That's good. And you had a fine rig before. That was a nice rig and way it was set up.
Yeah, I still have it right now. There's a couple, like we're doing Dillard, Georgia, here in, you know, a month or so. And I'd already paid for a smaller space and they didn't have another space to upgrade to. So I'm going to keep it for a little while just till we get past some of those contests like that.
Sure.
And then we'll probably wind up selling it. But it was great for my father-in-law and I. You know, a couple of bunk beds and AC and we're good to go.
Right.
But with my wife and my boys going a lot now, there's no way it would work, you know.
Oh, I understand.
So,
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And the few times she did go, she'd go to the hotel with my son, my youngest one. I have a 3-year-old, whenever he'd get tired. And then she'd miss all the nightlife and hanging out and socializing with everybody. So now she can go put her in the bed and come back out, you know, or I can go put her in the bed
right.
And stay hanging out with everybody. So anyway, it works out. So we're excited about it.
Cool. That's awesome. That is awesome. That's what it's all about. Family. Your family loves to go participate, you know, which my daughter hangs with me thick and thin. She loves to go. I know Keith Webb, his daughter, that's his team. She backs him up quite a bit too, doesn't she, Keith?
Oh, yeah. A whole lot. Few of them I couldn't have done without her.
I know.
Yeah,
and
they always
say
you can't hire good help, so you got to raise it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
A lot of truth to that team.
That's true. And they just think about our children growing up, and if they stay into this, what type of pit masters they're going to become as they get older. You know, I didn't have any experience when I was 10 years old cooking. You know, I was still watching cartoons and didn't have a clue.
Right.
My daughter is downstairs cooking supper right now with her rib nibblers. Her pork nibblers she's making. I don't know what she's cooking. So she's cooking crackling cornbread. Pork nibblers is what she calls it. And I don't know what else. So I'm going to have a fine supper when I go downstairs. I'm excited about that. I'm telling you, Blake, I don't know how to act when I don't have to cook supper. I'm usually the chef, the master chef, the server, the dishwasher, all in one most of the time, you know. I'm excited about just going down and having a supper night. My daughter's cooking it, so I know it's going to be good. And I'm glad to be back. I hated I missed last week's show. I know Daryl kicked it off, and he did a great job, I'm sure. I just hadn't had a chance even. Like I say, this is the first time I've had my laptop up and running for about 2 weeks, and I've got a ton of emails to reply to. And I know that's going to take the rest of the week to do that, but it's crazy how this turns into a major operation, and it's just for fun, you know? I mean, I love to do it, and it's a passion all the way through. We've all got the passion. We all have passion for what we're doing, especially. It's amazing how much time it can involve and take up. And I'm constantly having people wanting me to cook, competitions wanting me to help organize, wanting the TBA to come down too. I know there's several in Tennessee that have been sending requests that I have just found out about, so I've got to start responding to them. It looks like it's growing and going full steam straight ahead. And we're just going to keep letting the smoke roll. That's what it's all about. Y'all know what it's about. Y'all know exactly what it's about. I sure hate Goob's not on tonight. I haven't got to talk to Goob much this week. I know he's been busy and working And I've been busy working, trying to catch up from last week, being off and out and gone. And we just got to keep it rolling. But we're ready to get it back in the full swing. I want to see pictures, Jeremy, of your new rig. Can't wait to see those.
I'll pick some and put them up there this weekend while we're cooking. Sure will.
That'll be awesome. And so are you going to cook the whole, are you going to cook all four categories, brisket, chicken, ribs, pork?
Yeah, we're doing all four categories and doing them just like we would at a comp so we can get good feedback from these judges, you know. So it's going to be a kind of an expensive practice, but it's going to, you know, you've got to go full bore or any feedback you get is not going to be, legitimate.
Right.
I got a Snake River sitting here thawing out and got all the stuff. I was just making sauces and prepping injections and all that kind of stuff, getting ready for Friday, I guess. So
awesome. Well, I wish you the very best on that. I mean, that's dynamite. So
it's pretty cool when you have, you know, like I said, I think there's gonna be 6 teams there that we all got together. Go out there and kind of help each other and push each other to try to do better. And even though we're competitive and we want to kick each other to our end, we also want to see each other do well. So let's kind of pull our forces together, you know. And it's,
I know,
it's pretty cool to see that, you know, happening in a competitive environment. And there's not many sports, I guess I call it a sport because I know it wears my butt out.
It is a sport.
There's not many sports where you see competitive teams doing that. You know,
being free and helping each other.
Right.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, let me ask you a question. Did you ever use the sauce that I gave you?
I'm looking at it right this minute. I have not.
Well, I was wondering if you had ever used it, if you had ever tried it or not.
You know, I haven't tried it yet because I haven't cooked a brisket at home since you gave it to me.
You're cooking every weekend.
I know, but I am not paying the money to enter a contest and experimenting. I cook the exact same thing. I'm the anal retentive guy. I've got the spreadsheets. I know exactly when things happen. It's the exact same injection, the exact same sauce. Everything's like clockwork every week. And I'm not going to experiment in a contest, man. So I've got it right here. In fact, I was just looking at it, and I haven't even – I almost opened it just to smell it and taste of it the other day, but I didn't want to because I didn't know when I was going to be able to cook at home.
Right.
Because honestly, we've cooked almost every weekend this year. We've had 2 or 3 weekends here or there off, and then now we've got, you know, 4 or 5 weekends off in a row. But then starting the end of July, we have 5 or 6 contests in a row again. You know, so it's fixing to get busy. I think we have 12 more contests here we're signed up for right now. During the week, I don't have time to cook, and on an off weekend, I'm just not cooking, you know,
right
now.
Right. I don't blame you.
I don't blame you.
You can get cooked out.
Sure.
If you're not careful, get cooked out.
Well, and part of it is trying to keep balance with the family thing, too, you know. We live close to a lake. We've got a boat, and the kids want to go out there and go play and that kind of stuff. So just trying to do other things with them as well. I wouldn't mind, honestly, cooking on some off weekends. But, you know, it's just it's trying to keep that balance, you know, not to burn everybody
out.
Right.
Well, I understand that. Well, I want you to try that out. Hopefully one day you'll use it and you'll like it.
I'll definitely. That brisket you cooked in Tupelo was good. And you used it.
Well.
So I've been wanting to try it for a while because that was a good. And you said it was your first brisket. And I couldn't believe that, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We just don't cook many briskets around here.
Sure. That was a good tenderness was perfect. Flavor was really good. It was natural. Some of the injections some of the guys use, I can taste them. I know it's this. It's just it's not natural tasting. The yours tasted
right.
Like beef, and it was good. You know, I could eat a plate full of it. And
well,
and when you said it was your first brisket, I was going, damn. This boy can cook.
Well,
you know?
I appreciate that. Well, Keith Webb cooked some mean brisket too. Power Pork. He's won a couple first place on that old brisket, hasn't he, Power Pork?
We throw it at him once or twice. Some of them like it.
Yeah, he keeps the reputation precedes you, man. I've heard that a ton, and I can't wait to cook with you again and try some of it, Keith. That'd be a lot of fun. When are you cooking again, Keith? Were you got anything coming up?
I'm ready to cook this weekend, but it's probably going to be that 1st of August, maybe that Keener County one, I hope.
Right.
Unless I can find something to squeeze into before then.
Sure. Western Tennessee or more central Tennessee as well? Aren't both of you guys around that area?
Yeah, we're in the same town, Chris.
Okay.
West Tennessee.
We've got a couple of things up, Chattanooga and Cleveland, Tennessee, and more the eastern side of the state coming out.
I looked up at Cleveland one today. I was looking at it today.
It ought to be a good contest. It's a $15,000 payout. And, about an hour and a half from my house. So that ought to be and I've got a lot of friends going up there, so that'll be a fun one to do. And then we're doing the Sam's Club Regional up in Hendersonville, Tennessee. So we've got two or three in Tennessee, but it's all more on the other side of the state from you guys.
Henderson's not. It's just how far from Nashville is Henderson?
It's about probably 30 or 40 miles north. It's just up 65,
So I lived in Nashville for a while, and
I actually lived in Hendersonville and commuted in. It was no big deal. It's a very short commute from Nashville.
That's the one we're going to try to come see you. Just come up and see the whole show.
Man,
be sure to keep us posted
on that. I'll send you some reminders as we get closer.
Okay.
And that's going to be a fun one, too. There's going to be a lot of friends cooking there. And so we always do a big dinner thing on Friday night. You know, the local here at Sam's, we had a big Low Country Bowl. And, man, it was incredible. So Friday nights we always have a big dinner thing. So y'all come up Friday night and hang out with us and eat and hang out. That'd be a ball.
Man, that sounds fun. You know, coming back, have you ever been to Loretta Lynn's Dude Ranch?
You know,
anybody?
I have not. I haven't.
Keith, have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
You know, it's really nice. I mean, I'd always seen the sign off the interstate. And I drove by it a million times, you know, literally. I mean, and so I just decided to take that exit and go see what it was to see. And, you know, that would be a dynamite place for a barbecue competition. Because it has everything there. You know, it's a campsite with hookups and water and electricity and, I mean, what do you think, Keith? What do you think it'd make a dynamite place for
barbecue? It'd be a great spot to have one.
Swimming pools, stages, you know, if we could even, you know, to host, if we could get Tennessee Barbecue Association involved with that and have a big show right there and actually try to even have it in live entertainment on the stage. I mean, it has a stage set up there in the center of that area. I mean, it would make a dynamite place for a barbecue competition. I mean, it would just be, you know, and it's not, and that would cover the middle Tennessee, east Tennessee. It wouldn't take but about 4 hours to get there. Middle Tennessee, an hour, hour and a half. West Tennessee from Memphis, 3 hours. It would be a dynamite place.
Hit them up, man.
Well, I'm kind of been thinking about it. I mean, that's what I thought when I rolled in and seen that area. So, I don't know if, you know, they have live K&N motocross racetrack down there that they host a big racetrack. If they host a race, surely to goodness they would want to host a barbecue competition. And it would be an awesome place. I mean, you know, what is it, an hour from Nashville? It would be nice. But that's just a an idea, outspoken idea right there, but I think it would be dynamite. It would be really nice. Maybe we could get Jeremy, you would come sing for us, wouldn't you?
You don't want me to sing, that's for sure.
Play and sing.
I'll play guitar.
Sing, you know,
I'm pretty shy,
but I would. I would sing a little bit. I'm pretty shy, but I would sing a little.
I'll really play.
Shy.
Yeah. Y'all know Pirate 50. He does trophies for a lot of contests, KCBS stuff. Have y'all ever met Dale Wilson? He has Pirate 50.
No, I haven't met Dale, but, you know, he makes a lot of dynamite trophies. I mean, he does.
Yeah. And he's a pretty good old boy. And he's a guitar player. And, of course, I'm a musician and have played forever. So we got together one day at a contest and cranked up some amps and got to jamming on some blues stuff or something because he's a blues man. And some of the teams nicknamed us Parsley and Shine. So we had Parsley and Moonshine out there and playing the blues, you know, and we had a crowd gathered around him, and we've had a good time, you know. And he was singing,
man.
and we've talked about, man, from now on, whenever we know we're going to be at the same contest, we got to get Parsley and Shine back together, you know, and do a gig.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy, but
we'll
I can see him. I can see him kind of favoring Popcorn Sutton a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Pretty prevalent on the scene.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Mercy.
Yeah.
You know, it sure has been an honor for all of y'all to be on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. It's just more like talking to friends than having a show, really. Sometimes we really get into detail on cooking. Other times we're talking more, just catching up. And that's what it's about. And I'm just thankful we can have time to do that. I greatly appreciate all y'all calling in tonight. We're about out of time, but if y'all would like to give a shout out to your sponsors and your team real quick before the end of the show, I would love for you to do it. I'll get Blake, I'll get you to start off, and then Jeremy, and then Keith, you can finish us up. We lost Roy, his battery went down on his phone, so he's in the chat room right now. And we've got Lance Moore in the chat room and Tim Seals in the chat room, and we've got several over in chat, and I've got to keep that chat room open. Them guys love that chat room, and I'm going to keep it open for them every time. So y'all remind me. If I don't do the chat, remind me, and I'll open it up. But, Blake, you have at it, my friend.
Yeah, man, it's always fun listening along to the show. Did some work of, you know, along with listening, and had another outstanding show, my brother. Hilarious story about you taking on them waves.
I'm telling you,
you know,
I'm a wave killer now. I'm telling you, I'm taking waves.
I'm sure you took down a couple waves on the way out. You know, they may have got you in the end, but that's what. Just, you know, welcome to Florida. But I always enjoy being on here. If y'all want to contact me, just Tortoise Q on Facebook. Just shout out to y'all, the Q crew. So
that's right.
Roll on, man. Yeah, good luck the rest of the year, y'all.
All right, Blake. We'll talk to you soon. Call me if you need me, brother. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, man.
All right, Jeremy.
All right. Well, once again, thanks for having me on the show. I just love to call and catch up, and didn't really add much, but it sure was fun. The easiest way to catch me is on Facebook. My personal page is Jeremy Moyers, M-O-Y-E-R-S, or Moyers BBQ on Facebook. It's Moyers Competition Barbecue, but it's Facebook.com/MoyersBBQ. Catch me there. Shout out to Baxter's Wood. We don't really do sponsors per se. At this point, we're trying to do it all
kind of in-house, except for Baxter's Wood. Mike Baxter's a heck of a good, incredible, heck of a good guy, incredible products. He sells cookers and rubs and sauces, but I get all my wood from him, and being a stick burner, you know, finding good, seasoned, proper wood is not always the easiest thing, and his is incredibly consistent. So check out him on the Facebook as well, at Baxter's Original. So you might like his page. He's a great guy. And anyway, appreciate it. Looking forward to it. And come up to Hendersonville, man. We need to do some dinner and break bread again and enjoy. Looking forward to hanging out in person.
We will do that, Jeremy. We will sure do it. Thank you for calling in. And I will check out Baxter's, too. I definitely need to check that out and see if I can patronize him a little bit and get some product from him also. So it's an honor to have
you
on. Call anytime, and if you ever need me, just shoot me a message or call me, whatever you need to do, and I'll be right here. Appreciate
all right, well,
it, Jeremy.
Appreciate it. Once again, absolutely.
All right, have a good night.
You too, buddy.
Okay. All right, and Keith, you can wind us up here, my friend.
All right, you can get in touch with me through Keith Webb on Facebook or Pirate Pork, either one. And thank my two sponsors, Junior's Rub for Grub out of Texas, great product, and Matt's Pub in Springville, Tennessee. Check them out if you ever through by the lake up around Paris Landing. That's it.
All right, Dynamite. Thank you, Keith, for calling in. We sure greatly appreciate it, my friend. All right, guys, this has been another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We have definitely let the smoke roll tonight. We've just talked a little barbecue. We've talked a lot of fun. Sometimes we talk more technique. Sometimes we talk more fun. You know, it takes it all to make a good show, and we love to do it. And I do want to thank everybody that's in the chat room tonight, that's been in the chat room. I'm just got to work harder on getting that going and keeping it up. I appreciate everybody for calling in, all my callers, all my listeners. I appreciate all my listeners. I do apologize for not being on last week, but it was just unavoidable. We have got just a great show here, a great bunch of guys that always call in. I greatly appreciate each and every one of them, really, I do. I do want to thank all my sponsors. BarbecueSuperstars.com. Thank you very much, Daryl Mass, for all you do for me. I greatly appreciate it. Y'all be sure to check out BarbecueSuperstars.com. Follow his posts. Look him up on Facebook. He has got a dynamite website. Grill Great, Mr. Brad Barrett, GrillGreat.com. Maverick Industries, MaverickHouseware.com. Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold, he sure has helped me out tremendously. I want to thank all my sponsors, Junior's Rub for Grub, Dynamite Product, Team Up in Smoke, Rub for Grub. Junior Reyes is got a Dynamite product. Check him out. Meat Rake, awesome utensils that will save your hands every time. MeatRake.com. I do want to thank Green Mountain Grills. What a dynamite cooker they have. I will do more with that. Green, I'm excited about having this new product. This pit is a definite winner. If you're looking for a pellet cooker, look no further. Check out greenmountaingrills.com because they have got a dynamite product, let me tell you. I do want to thank all my sponsors again, all my callers, all my listeners. I have really enjoyed this show. It's just fun to do it. We have a great time. So anytime you want to call in, we want you to call in. We welcome everybody. Everybody's always welcome every time. This show is about you and the queue. So just call in. We'll have a great time. I want to say thank you all once again. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We're about to get out of here. Y'all have a great week. And may your name be called last this weekend if you're out competing. Best of smoke to you. God bless.